This is the Charisma News on the Charisma Podcast Network. One daily news story, well told. I'm Taylor. Catholic Christians were in for a surprise at the end of May when news broke that Pope Francis had reportedly changed the wording of the Lord's Prayer. But what does that really mean? Find out after this break. This episode is brought to you by the ebook Revelatory Combat by Ryan LaStrange. Revelatory Combat is a concise look into the prophetic ministry and the partnership between prophets and apostles. It provides clarity for the battle facing the church in this hour. Ryan LaStrange and Charisma Magazine are proud to offer you a year-long subscription of Charisma Magazine, as well as a download of Revelatory Combat for only $20. If you'd like to take part in this offer, be sure to visit combat.charismamag.com or call 1-800-749-6500 and mention the word combat. On May 22nd, the conference president of the Italian Catholic bishops announced that Pope Francis had approved a revised translation of the Lord's Prayer for the Italian Missal. The Missal contains texts used during the Catholic Mass. The bishops reportedly recommended the change last November, but the Pope only recently approved it. The change concerns the section of the Lord's Prayer that says, "And lead us not into temptation." Some scholars expressed concern that this translation does not accurately convey the original text's meaning and implies that God is the one who tempts people. The Catholic Church bases its translations on the Latin Vulgate translation. The new translation will read, "Do not let us fall into temptation," according to CBN News. This change was made only to the Italian missals at this time, and there's no evidence at the time of recording that this change will be imposed on the English translations. A similar change was already made in 2017 to the French translation of the Lord's Prayer. Regarding the change, CBN News reports Pope Francis said, "A father doesn't do that. A father helps you to get up immediately. It's Satan who leads us into temptation. That's his department." Do you agree with this change? You can let us know on social media, on Twitter and Instagram at CPN Shows, or on Facebook at Charisma Podcast Network. And to read more stories like this, visit charismanews.com. Thanks for listening to the Charisma News Podcast. One story, well told. To hear more stories, visit us online at charismanews.com or check out the podcast every weekday.
This has been a production of the Charisma Podcast Network. Steve and Joy Strang are the founders and owners of CPN. Dr. Steve Green is the executive producer of the Charisma Podcast Network. We intend to honor God with every podcast and remain thankful to our advertisers and supporters who make these podcasts possible.